Tim? Catch you? Catch you? Catch you?
Francine!
Casey!
Oh my God, look at you! You look great. You must have lost 25 pounds.
33.
Wow. Just look at you. I can't get over you. You look so different. You look fantastic.
Thanks. What brings you out this way?
Well, I have the week off, so I thought I'd come visit you guys. Where's David? Is he around?
Oh, yeah, he's coming.
God, I'm so excited. I wanted to come months ago, but I waited for you to get David out of the hospital first, just like you asked me to. Did he like the cards I sent him?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he can't wait to see him? Is that him? David?
Casey.
He told me he lost a lot of weight, but what's wrong with his legs?
Complications. I'll tell you later. Don't let him see you looking at him like that.
Casey?
Surprise!
Oh.
Can you believe it?
What are you doing out here in the sticks?
Are you kidding? You're all I've been able to think about. God, I missed you.
Wow, Casey, I'm glad to see you too. Casey?
Sorry. I don't seem to be able to let go. Don't you ever get on an airplane again, you hear me, mister?
Okay. Deal.
You rat. You haven't called me all year.
Well, I've been a little...
Well, you didn't tell me she was David's girlfriend.
She's not, I don't think. Casey? Yoo-hoo!
If they're gonna mate in the yard like dogs, I'm gonna turn the hose on them.
Okay, you two. That's enough. Break it up.
Affectionate little friend you got there, David. I'll be inside. It's too hot out here.
We try to keep the yard G-rated, Casey. You know, small town neighbors and all. Cool?
I waited all year to do that.
You're just picking up right where you left off, aren't you?
Oh, yeah?
Casey, you need to give the man some breathing room, okay? He's a little out of shape right now.
Sorry.
A little dignity? What do you say?
Absolutely.
Good. Now, why don't we all go inside and have a glass of iced tea to cool off? Come on.
After you, please.
So, Casey, I guess now that your divorce from Freddy is final, you're pretty much free to play the field, huh? Any prospects?
Brett's cute, Francine. I watched him at dinner tonight, and I can tell he's crazy about you.
Well, it's certainly a dream come true for my mother. Her screwy daughter is finally getting married. And to a doctor, no less.
What about Francine? Is it a dream come true for her, too?
You know, if you'd asked me that question a couple of years ago, I would have shouted yes from the rooftop.
And now?
See that star? The one shining brighter than all the others?
Uh-huh.
I know the girl who hung it there.
It's been over a year now, Sharon, and you have yet to locate the whereabouts of this elusive Miss Chuvansky.
Believe me, Veronica, we're working on it night and day. I have a plant in their group, working her way up.
In the meantime, this woman you once described as an overaged burnout has quietly put together the fastest growing branch in the company.
They're piddling around with new tech companies, none of which have any significant market presence. She doesn't pose a threat to us, Veronica.
All those companies are developing the next generation hardware and global communication networks. Katina Chuvansky is cornering the market on tomorrow's technology! The source of 95% of all the new money generated in the world, Sharon! And you have the audacity to sit there and tell me not to worry! Chuvansky isn't a threat. Interesting.
I just don't see why you're making such a big deal out of this. Even if she does manage to develop some sort of footing in that area, what threat is she to our plans? We'll still have our people in place to control the big picture, right?
In other words, allow Katina Chuvansky the TV set, and we'll have the remote control.
Well, yeah, I suppose. The key word being control. Technology's just a money game, but politics is power and control. Which one would you rather have?
Provocative question. Isn't it ironic that you would present me with such a dilemma when my path was so clear before you arrived?
I'm not responsible for Katina's rise to power, Veronica.
No. No, of course not. Your job was to hinder mine.
I'm sorry, I don't follow you.
Yes, I realize that now. You're fired, Sharon. In a moment, you will find yourself in hell. A hell you never imagined. No one there will save you. No one will listen to your screams. And no one will stop the pain. And when you get there... Now listen to me, Sharon. This is the most important part. When you get there, I want you to think about your friends, Tambi and Katina, because I'm going to send them to you. Oh, and Sharon, tell Darcy her cousin Veronica said hello.
David, breakfast.
I'll eat something on the plane, thanks.
Where are you going?
To New York. I have to take care of some unfinished business.
I'll go with you.
Me too.
No, I have to go alone.
David, you're not well enough to travel yet. There's your therapy.
No, Francine. It's time for me to go. You need to focus on Brad now. I need to give you your life back.
I know what you're doing. Don't go after her, David. If she wanted us, she'd have contacted us. Stay with me. We'll wait for her together.
She won't call. She'll never call. I have to go to her.
David!
Did someone call a cab?
Well, I guess this is goodbye.
No! I mean, what about me? I've waited all this time to see you again. I just got here and...
I'm sorry, Casey. I have to go. Thank you, Mrs. Peters, for everything.
Francine, do something!
Well, I don't know why you're leaving in such a rush, but take care of yourself, son. Don't be a stranger.
Where are you going, the airport?
Yeah, thanks.
David...
I'll put these in the trunk for you.
If you find her, come back for me.
But what about Brad and the wedding?
Please, David, promise me. Promise me you'll come back and take me away from this life. Promise me.
Francine.
Promise.
I promise.
Hey. He didn't even give me a chance.
He's my only chance. You've been listening to episode 2 of Strangers in Paradise, book 9, Child of Rage by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomty, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomty, sound designed by Chris Honeywell, music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Nicole Tomty was Francine, Femi London was Casey, David Ellis was David, Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters, the Mocha Wizard was Veronica, Casey Shaw was Sharon, Chris Honeywell was Cabby. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.